Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Mike Dahlman, President and CEO of Best Equipment Company. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl.
Mike, can you tell our listeners a little bit about Best Equipment and what the company does?
Yes, we are a equipment dealership based in Indianapolis. We were established in 1917, so we're unique in the respect we're one of the oldest public works environmental dealerships in the country. So we've seen a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
we're a good size company. We also service Ohio and Kentucky. One of our main attributes, I think, is the fact that we're very much a family business. My wife is involved in the company, my two daughters, my son-in-law. I worked for my father when he owned the company. So very much a family business.
The legacy continues, right? I mean, that's wonderful.
Yes, yeah.
That's wonderful. So
very proud of that.
So, Mike, I know Best Equipment has a commitment to sustainability and is heavily involved in the environmental equipment industry. So where did that first come about from your company, and then what was the impetus for that?
I would say it came about mostly from, you know, market demand. When we look at alternative fuels and changes, I mean, this has been a very heavy diesel industry in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as awareness developed over years, customers approached us then as they do today, like with better solutions. Like, what are you hearing? What do you know? How can you help us, you know, find a better option besides diesel?
Sure. So Best Equipment is more than 100 years old, so congratulations on that. And so what changes have you seen over time in industry when it comes to sustainability, and what trends are you seeing when it comes to sustainable fuels and equipment as we know today?
Yeah, this is interesting because of our tenure. I mean, most of the things 100 years ago were done by horses.
Mm-hmm.
Trash collection, sweeping, pretty basic. So we have seen a lot. CNG is very popular nowadays. As far as trends, we're clearly seeing requests and interest in electric vehicles. That is a very common request nowadays, not only for the chassis, but even some aspects of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is definitely trending towards electric in every aspect of the things we do: street sweeping, garbage collection, sewer cleaners, litter control, things of that nature.
I see. Exciting times. So what are some of the projects Best Equipment has been involved with here in Northwest Indiana?
Yeah, mostly in Northwest Indiana, it's been mostly automation, trash collection,
mm-hmm.
Mostly CNG, people upgrading their fleets, primarily from rear loaders to automation.
Cities
has been a great partner in that.
And thank you for that. And so, as a fleet manager, Mike, what would you recommend someone that's interested in adopting more sustainable equipment but not really knowing where to start?
Well, the main thing is to contact us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our finger on the pulse of what people are doing, what is successful, and the trends that are occurring. So there's nothing, you know, the decision is risk-free. We've already done all the hard work, all the heavy lifting on the research and chassis specs and all types of things that we do. So the best thing is to contact us, and we'll get your project going. We'll help you. We'll recommend. We'll show you what's working elsewhere, and we'll get you started.
So, Mike, how can our listeners learn more about Best Equipment?
We have a nice website. We have a toll-free number. Anybody can reach us, 800-372-BEST, and contact one of our salespeople, and we'll get the process started.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Mike Dahlman, President and CEO of Best Equipment Company. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.